But before, did you guys, are you guys awake back there? Anybody with it?
Actually, I think they are, Emil. I do. I'm looking back here, and I see people looking at me kind of between Mr. LaBelle there. That's good. That's what we want. We'll get the blessing when we stay awake.
So, with the stage that you're talking about, John, now, what are the prerequisites that Samson have to be successful? Okay? What are the prerequisites? Here, it said one of the questions that we have an outline. What guarantees did Samson have? What are the prerequisites to be a successful Christian? What do you need to have to be a successful Christian? How could you fight those Philistines that like to put dust on your Bible and steal your blessings? What guarantees that you should have? What prerequisites that you should have? Now, if you leave this conference, these next 2 days, with nothing at all, I want you to remember one thing. The only way to be successful is to be a Nazarite. All right? If you forget everything we said, anytime you think of the Philistines, none of the other judges were called Nazarite.
Right.
That specific enemy, the Philistines, the only way to overcome him is to be a Nazarite. Mm. Again, if you forget everything we said, remember that. The Philistines are subtle enemies. They're going to come in a subtle way. They're very friendly people. They come very nicely. And then they steal your stuff. They rob things away from you. And you don't even feel it. The only way to overcome them is to be a Nazarite. What does it mean to be a Nazarite? Anybody? Separated from something unto the Lord. The only way to overcome the Philistines is to be a Nazarite. To separate from something unto the Lord. Now, if you turn your Bible to Numbers chapter 6, you get that. What a Nazarite supposed to do. It's a volunteer thing. If anyone wanted to be a Nazarite. Samson, it wasn't a matter of being volunteer to be a Nazarite. Just like you and I. You're born a Nazarite. You are born a Nazarite when you are born again. When you are born anew, you are separated unto God. But that's one thing. To live a Nazarite life, it's another thing. In Numbers chapter 6, if you wanted to decide, you said, I wanted to be a Nazarite, these are the conditions you have to fulfill. In the case of Samson, in the case of every person that is born of God, you are, when you are born of God, you are a Nazarite. Separated unto God. But to live a Nazarite life, can I say them very quickly? Okay. Three things. Number one, you don't drink wine. Number two, you don't touch any dead thing, any dead body. Number three, you have a long hair. Numbers chapter 6, you could read them there. Now, let's make the spiritual application, because you could say to yourself, wait a second. Look at Joe. He has no hair. And Chuck is losing his too. Aren't they a Nazarite? We're not talking about this hair. And we're not talking about the wine that people drink. And we're not talking about a body that died. There is spiritual application for everything in the Word of God. These are pictures of things that happen today. To be a successful Christian, you need, number one, not to drink wine. Spiritually speaking, you need not to indulge yourselves with the things of this world. Because, young people, there is pleasure in sin. Don't let anybody tell you there is no fun or pleasure in sin. Scripture said there is a pleasure in sin. But the scripture also said in the very same verse, there is pleasure in sin for a season. So you could have it for a season and you thought you have pleasure, then you get AIDS. I speak very bluntly. You could get high for a second and then you get lung cancers. Oh, there is a joy in it for a season. But the bite of it, how many lives were destroyed, completely destroyed, because they just messed up with sins, young and old. You don't get the joy of the world. Your joy should be in the Lord. Sure, bodily exercise, sport activity is fun. Enjoy it. But if that's everything, if that's what you're living for, you're wrong. The joy of this world. And as Wright said, that's not for me. The parties that they have at work or at school, in the dormitory, that's not for me, man. Why? Why aren't you doing that? Well, I am a Christian. Well, but he's a Christian too, and he comes with us. What's wrong with you? No, I am a Nazarite. A who? I am a Nazarite. I am a separated person unto my Lord. So I would not get involved with your things, guys. What is the second thing? Any dead body. Anything that defiles. You run away from it. Anything that defiles. He said it's even his father or his mother. I'm talking about households. If they're going to defile you, run away. Run away. If they're going to tell you sit and watch something that's garbage, try just to kind of walk out of the room and do something else. You don't get defiled by anybody. Your friends at school, your friends at work, you stay away from them. I'm not saying that you quit school or everything, but you go to them with classes and everything. But after the class, that's the end of it. You could witness to them, but don't go to the bar with them to witness to them. Trust me. You'll get drunk. They would not. And you will mar your testimony. The third thing is the long hair. A Christian, every Christian, a man or a woman, should have a long hair. And I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about spiritual hair. You know what was the strength of Samson? What was the strength of Samson? His big muscles? What was the strength of Samson? Anybody? His long hair. His long hair. They portrayed Samson as that big guy with big muscles and everything. You know what? I think he was just like me, little guy. Because if he had really big muscles and everything, everybody attributed to his big muscles. Because the Philistine wanted to know what's the secret of his strength. It wasn't weightlifting, really. I think he was just a little guy like me. But he had a long hair. Because everybody said, how could he lift up those gates or do all of these stuff? The secret for the Christian victory is subjection to the Word of God. And that is the long hair. It is subjection and obedience to the Word of God. Even if you don't understand it. Trust me. Trust me on this one. Obey the Word of God. That's how you're going to overcome. That's how you're going to overcome all of these Philistines with all their tricks. You're going to overcome them when you subject yourself, and that's what the long hair speaks about. Subjection to the Word of God. It's not your big muscles. It's not your self-confidence. It's not that you're eloquent or you're smart or none of these things. It is your long hair. It is subjection and simple obedience to the Word of God in spite of everything. If you keep these three things, they could get the biggest Philistine that they have. And you could be the littlest guy that
Goliath.
You are. They could get Goliath, and little David will take care of him.
Yeah.
Very simple. Subjection and obedience to the Word of God will give you victory.